Five times Liz Cheney voted with Democrats in 2021 to 2022 term. By Wendell Hasebo on August 13, 2022. Five times Representative Liz Cheney, RY, has broken ranks with Republicans and aided Democrats by voting with Representative Nancy Pelosi's DCA, Anti-America First agenda in term 2021 to 2022. Cheney, who is up for re-election in the Republican primary on August 16 against Trump-endorsed Harriet Hageman, has allied herself with Democrats fighting former President Donald Trump. To maximize her opposition to Trump, she joined Pelosi's partisan January 6 committee, which has used its January 6 investigation to oppose the former president. Polls show Cheney is losing to Hageman by 57 points among likely Republican voters and is predicted to lose. The big story is Liz Cheney is going to get beat. Brad Cooker, managing director of the polling firm Mason-Dixon Polling and Strategy, stated about his polling data, "That's a foregone conclusion." Hageman told Breitbart News that Cheney's alliance with the establishment uniparty has politically damaged her. Liz Cheney has lost Wyoming. Liz Cheney doesn't live in Wyoming. She doesn't represent us, Hageman said. She doesn't represent our values. The five times Cheney abandoned Republicans are: 1. Gun control. Cheney voted for the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, S. 2938, which is a package of different gun control proposals stitched together with school safety and mental health provisions, the Heritage Foundation stated. Cheney voted on the 80-page bill just 72 hours after the legislative text was revealed. Expecting members to understand the impacts of an 80-page bill in just 72 hours is irresponsible, not to mention the fact that it prevents the American people from weighing in on the package and having their voices heard. 2. China chips bill. Cheney voted for the Chips Act, H.R. 4346, which said to make America less competitive with China than more competitive with $250 billion of blended corporate welfare with industrial policy, the Heritage Foundation stated. The bill includes $52 billion in financial incentives to the highly profitable semiconductor industry, $80 billion in increased funding to universities through the National Science Foundation, NSF, $10 billion for centrally planned regional technology hubs, and nearly $50 billion in funding for research at the Department of Energy. 3. $1.5 trillion omnibus spending. Cheney voted for the $1.5 trillion omnibus and supplemental package that spends $1.5 trillion on radical President Joe Biden's policy initiatives with an attached $13.6 billion for aid to Ukraine, the Heritage Foundation calculated. It fails to reverse the COVID-19 emergency or the Biden administration's vaccine mandates, as conservative leaders have called for, and doubles down on the Green New Deal-style government subsidies for green energy and climate policies. 4. Creation of January 6 Committee. Cheney voted to create Pelosi's partisan January 6 Committee. She was one of two Republicans to side with Pelosi, who appointed her vice chairwoman of the committee. Since January 6, the courage of my party's leaders has faded. But the threat to our republic has not. On an almost daily basis, Donald Trump repeats the same statements that provoked violence before. His attacks on our Constitution are accelerating. Our responsibility is to confront these threats, not appease and deflect, she said upon accepting the position. 5. Impeachment of Donald Trump. Cheney voted to impeach Donald Trump with 9 other Republican members in 2021. If Cheney loses her primary bid against Trump-endorsed Harriet Hageman on Tuesday, only 2 pro-impeachment Republicans would remain in Congress after taking the vote. Cheney's defeat would solidify the 2021 impeachment vote as one of the most career-wrecking votes in congressional history. 4 opted to retire and not compete in a GOP primary, and with Representative Peter Meyer, Army, and Representative Tom Rice's, RSC, primary ousters, only 2 impeachment Republicans could remain. The impeachment Republicans who did not bother to run in 2022 are Reps. Adam Kinzinger, REL, Anthony Gonzalez, RO, Fred Upton, Army, and John Kabko, RNY. The impeachment Republicans who are projected to keep their seats in November are Reps. David Vallotto, RCA, and Dan Newhouse, RWE. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.